And now, young Widder Brown. Yesterday, Helen Brown and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, went through a serious disagreement regarding Dr. Allison Shaw, the pretty young woman surgeon who has been sent to take care of Ellen, dangerously ill with a bullet lodged in her at Health Center Hospital. Now, this morning, Anthony is visiting Ellen in her room.
Good morning, Mrs. Beast.
Good morning, Dr. L. How are you?
Oh, and holiday settled. And I've come to report that I've eaten a large portion of humble pie with your friend, Dr. Allison Shaw.
Was it very unpalatable, Anthony?
No, as a matter of fact, she's a civilized creature, like yourself.
Then everything's fine.
How are you this morning?
I'm terribly anxious to get going with the operation, Anthony. So anxious to get myself taken care of.
Of course you are.
When will it be?
In a day or two, I think. Today, you're to go through a series of tests. Dr. Shaw is in charge of you now. I just stand on the sidelines.
Well, between us, we'll work it all out. I want to be out of here before the end of the summer, Anthony. You know, I haven't done a thing about my zinnias.
I know you haven't, and it's a crying shame. Of all things to neglect, zinnias.
Oh, right. Nice light of my garden, but I notice you love it as much as I do.
I do. And if you'll tell me what you want, I'll get some of them and put them in for you.
Are you serious, Anthony?
Well, darling, since I'm now useless to you as a doctor, I'll be more than happy to take over your garden.
All right. Now, Mr. Butler, down by the turnpike, always saves good plants for me. So if you just go to him, he'll give them to you and tell you what to do.
All right.
You're terribly sweet to do it, Anthony. Well, will you have time, do you think?
I'll make time. I'll put the zinnias in.
When I'm back home, they'll be ready to bloom. It'll be very nice.
What happened?
What do you mean, Anthony?
What happened just then? What was that shadow that crossed your mind?
Shadow? Nothing at all.
Ellen?
No, really. Cross my heart.
Look, you're going to see the zinnias blooming. Don't ever think you're not, my girl.
All right. But don't let's talk about it. Mr. Butler is a strange little man. Don't let him hurt your feelings. He'll be very bossy if he thinks you don't know much about gardens.
Darling, I took out his appendix. I know Mr. Butler inside and out.
Well, just make him realize you respect him. That's all he asks.
Oh, I know who this is. Come in.
Who? Oh, Dr. Shaw. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown. Good morning, Dr. Loring.
Good morning, Dr. Shaw. I'm telling Ellen that all is squared away now. You're in charge, and I'm a bystander.
You'll be much more than a bystander, Dr. Loring. Don't worry.
He's going to plant zinnias in my garden for me. He's promised. Isn't that nice?
Yes, I think it's fine. And now, Dr. Loring, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course. I have to see a man about zinnias anyway. Goodbye, Ellen. I'll be dropping in on you occasionally.
Yes, dear. Bye.
I'll see you too, Doctor.
Well, a relaxed man.
Yes, Dr. Shaw. Anthony's very nice, you know. You get to like him a lot. Everyone does.
I'm sure they do.
I've given him the job of my garden because I think he's very nervous about all this.
A good idea, Mrs. Brown.
Strangely enough, I am too. But I can't tell him that.
No. This is one of those times when having strangers around is far more desirable.
I know. I can talk to you. I can say to you right now, I'm scared.
Who wouldn't be? But you know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to make you well. With the help of all I know and all Dr. Loring knows, and the staff of the hospital.
All that concerted effort?
Yes, it will take all of it, Ellen.
Well,
don't look alarmed. I'm not trying to scare you at all. I'm just being solemn about a solemn matter.
I know.
Of course, you have a big responsibility because a lot of people are counting on you to pull through.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, I figure on operating at the end of the week, so that gives us a few days for details and things. I'd rather you cut down your visitors for these few days.
All right.
Just have the people you like. More important, the ones who like you.
Well, that's a strange thing to say, Dr. Shaw.
No, it isn't, Ellen. Nothing's worse for a sick person than to have visitors who don't like her.
Like Anthony's sister and like her friend, Louise Simpson. You're right, Doctor. I get awfully tired when they come.
Anthony has a sister?
Yes, Victoria Loring. She's much older than he is and rather possessive. She thinks the worst thing that ever happened to him was to become engaged to me.
Oh, one of those.
One of those.
Well, strike her off your visiting list at once.
She'll be offended?
That doesn't bother me in the least. You have no idea how ruthless I can be about things like this.
I'm sure you must be very wonderful with people like Victoria.
Well, perhaps you'll see one day. Now, the next thing, Louise Simpson, you said. She is...
Louise is strange. I don't know about her, really. She tells me she's very fond of me, that I'm her only real friend.
But could she be your only friend?
No, I think not. Louise, of course, right now, Louise has become a very wealthy widow.
I know about all that. Certainly, her family was decimated rather swiftly. Her husband and his brother died off as if it had been a plague.
Yes, it was rather like that.
Well, Louise is no good for you. I gather she wails and blames herself for your condition, at the same time not caring a great deal what happens.
Well, I think Louise has to be like that. It's a kind of compensation for something.
Well, let her compensate elsewhere, not with my patient. You see, I have a reputation, Ellen. Do you mind if we use first name?
No, I'd like it, Allison.
Well, what I mean about my reputation is this, that I don't want anybody messing up my work. So we'll surround you only with people who think you're wonderful. And that's the whole hospital, by the way. The little nurses look at me balefully. I have to make you well, Ellen, or they'll lynch me.
Oh, they're nice, all of them. So, the operation is to be soon.
Don't go counting the hours now. Read, relax, think lovely thoughts.
All right. Certainly, I've turned myself over to you, Allison, with the greatest of equanimity and faith.
That's a compliment.
I do hope you'll have a little fun while you're here. My friends, the Temples, oh, you'll meet Noreen. She's a very good friend. But she and her husband will be glad to entertain you. And I'm sure that Anthony will take you around.
Don't worry about my leisure. I'll be fine. I've left a lot of orders for you now, Ellen. Lots of them. You'll begin hating me pretty soon. Next week, though, we'll be friends again.
Oh, we're friends now, Allison. Thank you very much.
I'll see you later today. No visitors, except the ones you specifically like, mind. No one to get in here otherwise.
Now, later in the day, Louise Simpson, flowers in her arms, is saying indignantly,
I think it's ridiculous that I should be stopped like this. Mrs. Brown is my friend. I'm bringing her flowers, and I know she wants to see me.
Just a minute, Mrs. Simpson. I give the orders about Mrs. Brown.
Who are you, I'd like to know?
I'm Dr. Shaw, and I specifically said you were not to be admitted.
Well.
Now, if you'll come along with me, I'll be happy to discuss it with you. You're holding up the nurse's work this way.
You're Dr. Shaw? I can't believe it.
That isn't the point. The point is this, that
this
I have...
This is ridiculous. You can't be a doctor. Anthony didn't tell me you were pretty.
Perhaps he didn't notice, Mrs. Simpson.
How do you know who I am?
Because I've received descriptions of you.
Oh?
From whom?
Various people. Well, from the way you talk, no one was very complimentary.
This is a rather absurd way to be wasting time, Mrs. Simpson. I have many things to do.
When are you going to operate on Ellen, Dr. Shaw?
That should be of no consequence to you, Mrs. Simpson. I don't
feel... And what are her chances? Good or bad?
You're not a relative, Mrs. Simpson. Nor a close enough friend for me to go into details with you concerning my patient. Will you excuse me? I have to see Dr. Lawrence.
Oh, do you? Really?
Yes.
Well, well, well. No wonder he didn't tell me about you. No wonder of you. No wonder of you. No wonder this is very interesting. Very interesting indeed. I wonder how Ellen will like this.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mrs. Simpson. Will you excuse me? I'm busy.
Of course. And Anthony is waiting. You mustn't keep him waiting, Dr. Shaw. He's very impatient. Good afternoon, Doctor. It's been fun seeing you. Real fun.
Can Louise Simpson undermine the new confidence being felt by young Widder Brown?